Noam Chomsky says Greg Palast upsets all the right people at the right time. In Britain, he's called the most important investigative reporter of our time for his work on the BBC television and The Guardian. And he's the author, as you guys know, of many books that he sold here at BobFest, including The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Armed Madhouse, and many others. His new book is coming out in November. It's called The Vulture's Picnic, A Tale of Big Oil, Shoes, Sex, Radiation, and Investigative Reporting. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Palast.
Cornel West, man. I need a towel after I talk. Hear him speak. Wow, thank you. Mary Butari, there aren't many heroes in this planet. This is one. You know, we talk about the anti-globalization movement. She started the global and the anti. She's astonishing, astonishing. And I want a big up for Ed Garvey. Mr. BobFest, Mr. BobFest, please, please, and a giant, giant recognition for WORTFM, which, by the way, will be bringing me back November 30 as WORT presents Vulture's Picnic. Oh, boy. Yesterday I talked about, I just came back from five continent investigation BP. I talked about that last night. But I have something else on my mind. April 11th, 2011, this year, the nuclear plant at Fukushima was struck by a 9.0 earthquake and a giant tsunami, which destroyed the emergency diesels at the plant and it melted down. That's not what happened. That's what they told you on CNN. My God, haven't I taught you anything? Oh, God, this is Wisconsin. This is this place where you had some guy pour a beer on the head of a Republican state senator? No, 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 that's all wrong. You can't do that. That's just wrong. I'm from New York. If you are going to pour beer on a Republican, you have to drink it first. April 11th, 9.0 earthquake hit Fukushima. No, it didn't. Okay, here's a map. Lean in, take a look. Here's a map. There's the shake. The epicenter is 100 miles from Fukushima. 100 miles. If there was a fire 100 miles away, you wouldn't be smelling the smoke. There was a 9.0 earthquake at Fukushima. Bullshit. By the time it hit Fukushima, it was like 8.5. Excuse me, 7.5, 7.8, which is logarithmic on the Richter scale. That's only about 10% of the shake. Am I getting through to you? All right, I'll calm down. Am I getting through to you? What really happened? What really happened? Okay. The plant shook. The emergency diesels, which were supposed to maintain the cooling water through the nuclear reactor, okay, they broke. They didn't work. We're told that they were drowned by tsunami, that they were destroyed by the shake. Okay, it said so on CNN. And you know what's sick about them lying? They don't even know they're lying. I mean, Anderson Cooper was at the gym when they passed out the facts. Okay, so here's what happened. You know what happened to those nuclear generators? You know why they died? Those emergency diesel generators, they committed suicide. I know that. I knew it was going to happen. I watched it and I said, the EDGs, the emergency diesel generators, will not work. Now, I'm not telepathic. I can't read into next Tuesday or the mind of machines thousands of miles away. Okay, but I am an investigator. Before I was a reporter, I had a real job as an investigator of corporate racketeers. And I could smell this wasn't an earthquake that was spewing radiation. This was a crime. And how do I know that? From this, okay? This is a letter from a nuclear engineer. His own notebook saying that the emergency diesel generators cannot work in an emergency. Okay. Now, how did I get this? It was slipped to me. Okay, it was slipped to me by an engineer. And it wasn't at the Fukushima plant. It was at a plant called the Shoreham Nuclear Plant, now in New York, where I was working as an investigator running the racketeering investigation for the federal government. And so we had the company test the emergency diesel generators as if there was an emergency. And so we ran them. The first one, the crankshaft went snap. This turned on the second one. The second crankshaft went crackle. The third one went pop, snap, crackle, pop. They lied about it. We caught them. A jury charged them $4 billion. They went out of business. We closed the plant after it operated one day. Okay? Okay, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Okay? Because the emergency diesel generators that were faked, those tests that were faked, were by a company called Stone & Webster. Who is rebuilding Fukushima? No, not Stone & Webster, Shaw. That's the new name of Stone & Webster. See, when you get convicted of racketeering, now if you get caught driving drunk, you're not gonna get a license to drive a school bus. You get caught faking nuclear safety tests, you just change your corporate shape. They're shapeshifters, right? Have a new name and get a new nuclear gig. Okay, now. But you're not worried in America. We don't have, you know, in New York, we don't have earthquakes, 9085, whatever earthquakes. No, no, no. See, I knew it wouldn't work because of something else I had in my files. Let's see. Yeah. Oop. See, I like to show these documents. You can't read them. You just have to take my damn word for it. Or you'll have to get the book, even better. Okay? A guy named Bob Weasel. He wrote, here's another engineer's note. Weasel's very upset. He seemed very nervous. This is from a notebook from an engineer. Very agitated. In fact, the plant was riddled with problems that no way on earth could withstand an earthquake. The team of engineers, I'm quoting from the nuclear engineer's notebook, the team of engineers sent in to inspect found that most of these components could, quote, completely and utterly fail during an earthquake. Now, the tests were for something called SQ, seismic qualification. So you don't worry about earthquakes where most of our nuclear plants are. It's not the earthquake, it's the shake, guys. It's called seismic qualification to prevent a seismic event. A seismic event can be an earthquake. It can also be a greeting card from Al-Qaeda. Or in the case of the Shoreham plant, they said, if you closed a door too hard, the panels would fall off and the plant would melt. Stone & Webster. Faked. Now, emergency diesel generators. See, why did they snap, crackle, and pop? Those are bad ones, like not the ones at Fukushima. Those, you know, those are hit with an earthquake. Those are drowned. Unless you look at the satellite photos, guys. Hello. They weren't wetter than my porch after a drizzle, you know? They're way behind the units. Forget it, guys. What happens is the emergency diesel generators, they call nuclear emergency diesel generators. Sounds very comforting. Tell you what you find out is that they're basically used cruise liner engines that they slap in there. Okay? And then you have to, in an emergency, they have 12 seconds to get up to 20,000 RPM. That's like jumping into your Honda, which has been sitting in the garage for 6 months, and racing out of the driveway at 270 miles an hour. Now, you can't rev up and jump in your Toyota and have it go 270 miles an hour, and you can't have an emergency diesel generator, a cruise liner old engine, rev up and do it either. They're decoration. They're there to fool you because they're cheap, but they look big, they sound loud. They don't work. They could have used Christmas tinsel and whipped cream would have been just as effective. But don't worry. Every nuclear plant in the United States depends on these same emergency diesel generators, which work fine as long as there's no emergency. Don't worry. You know, there's the new generation of nuclear plants coming out. President Obama has just authorized $8 billion of your money to give to two nuclear operators. It's so cheap, we have to subsidize it with billions of dollars. And both those plants will be built by Shaw Group, Stone and Webster. But don't worry. Because in the case of the South Texas nuclear project run by a company called Reliant, just like Alliant, they can't fool me. This is Wisconsin Power and Light. Reliant is the alias for Houston Power. But it got into a lot of trouble. So did Stone and Webster. So they said, don't worry, guys. We know that we have a criminal record. We know that there's some certain problems with the way we've run our operations. So we've brought in an expert. Let me quote. This is from their press release, May 10, 2010. Our technical consultant has provided the benefit of its experience achieved in developing, constructing, commissioning, and operating the advanced boiling water reactors to the project. TEPCO will continue to contribute to the essential task of training the highly skilled workforce. TEPCO Tokyo Electric Power will be running our stations here in America. Sayonara, Texas. It's in Ron Paul's district, it's okay. And then there's the other guys. Oh, yeah, Reliant. I was doing an investigation of them, and then there was a reporter who was investigating Reliant as they were moving into England and Europe, and they decided that rather than fix their plants, it was easier to fix the reporter. So they claim, they said that it was front page headline in England, that the reporter was found in the hotel room of a comely young politician, undressed. Sex scandal rocks labor conference. Now, I have a good explanation why I didn't have my clothes on. It's so good, even my ex-wife believes it. This is how they are. If you want the explanation, by the way, you got to read the book. Out in November. It's in the chapter Homer Simpson Without the Donut. Yeah. So the other nuclear operator, well, they're good guys, right? I had done an investigation that I was looking for a guy named Jake Horton. When I say I was looking for Jake, I was looking for whatever pieces I could find. See, Horton had bribed some politicians for this company that will be building our next nuclear plant, the first plant that will be built now. that just got $4 billion. Senior Vice President Jake had paid off some politicians. Company demanded that he take the fall. He said he wouldn't. He's going to complain to the board of directors. Then he borrowed the company jet to go complain to the board of directors 12 minutes after takeoff. The corporate plane exploded. A couple weeks ago, I got this message. We know how Jake Horton was murdered, and we know the weapon that was used. So I'm back on the trail. But first, they have to cash their check for $4 billion from Obama, right? Now, when they build the next plant, they should have some spare parts left over. Because I found, well, this is a piece of it. I found a set of an inventory of a bunch of spare parts used in the plant that were charged to the public. They don't exist, but they were still charged to the public. So I had them charged under the federal racketeering statutes. Okay? Enjoy it. Federal government indicting them for racketeering are your next nuclear operators, until the Supreme Court said that nuclear generating companies and power companies are exempt from the racketeering statutes. I kid you not. They are exempt. I feel warm all over. It may be the radiation. Now, you have to ask yourself, given the record of these guys, how the heck? I mean, there were like 20 power companies, all upstanding, of course, applying for the easy squeezy, applying to put their hands in your pockets. Oh, by the way, in case you never heard of this $1 billion, okay, it was part of the emergency war appropriation bill. As you know, it was a bill that was promoted. There was $180 million for extra body armor for our troops. This was last May. $180 million, $360 million for special armored troop carriers. And then at the bottom, not mentioned anywhere, was $8 billion for two nuclear plants. Okay. Now, how do they get it? How do they leap over everyone? Because of the price. If you lie, you can make it cheap. And they did even better, because they said, we can build a nuclear plant for $5 billion. Obama said, that's a bargain, I'll take two. And he did, $5 billion. Now, $5 billion in nuclear world is cheapo. Okay, it's cheapo in their planet, all right? And so I said, you know, well, what the hell? Low bid, you win. Until I got something about this thick through the mail, no return address, but it says in the corner, submitted in confidence, trade secrets, or proprietary. They don't know which cover-up they want to use for the con. Internal notes, Tokyo Electric Power, Stone and Webster, and Reliant, their little crew. And here's the interesting thing. The two plants come to a total price of $14,272,450. Now, wait a minute. Even if you went to Wisconsin schools, you know that 14 divided by 2 is 7. Now, $7 billion a plant is not $5 billion a plant. Okay? 7 is not 5. Now, there's a $2 billion difference between what they told the Obama administration and the amount that their builder said it would actually cost to build. Now, $2 billion in my neighborhood is real money. Okay. But in their neighborhood, it's simply fraud and racketeering. And you just heard me say, that's just okay now. Now, They may lie about this, but I'm sure we can trust them and TEPCO to build the plant safely. Don't worry. So what now? This now. Bob Fest now. Okay? The nonsense ends here. I'm going to tell you what we don't have here, okay? We're in Alliant Stadium, right? Which is the alias of the power companies here. But what you don't have is three-eyed cows. That's because the activists of Wisconsin made sure that there are no goddamn nuclear plants in this state. Is Peter Anderson here? There's got some great activists here who put their foot down, and a guy named La Follette. Okay? Stopped it. If you remember Bronson La Follette, the attorney general, I worked with him on that investigation. Now, so you have a cheese-filled governor, you have beer-covered Republicans, but you don't have nuclear plants because of what you did. Now, because of what you did, right? Oh, there are two, right? Well, we don't worry about that. They're safe. They're the ones, they have emergency diesel generators. You're perfectly safe with those. I forgot. We just stopped a couple of others. There are more documents. The radioactive brick I received is this thick. Okay. I don't know if we can stop them every time, but we can stop them sometimes. And we're going to stop them right here and right now. So I want to come back. This is the beginning, okay? This is the beginning. You can invite Anderson Cooper. I'll give him the facts. I'll show him the map. Richter scales logarithmic. I know that's a little difficult for him. We're going to come back November 30th. I'll be at the Barrymore Theater with WORT. Now, how many of you are members of WORT? Clap. Oh, my God. That was weak. At least lie. Okay, how many of you are going to join WORT this week? I mean it. I mean it. Your weapon of mass instruction in the Capitol. This is how you protect yourself. You know how you protect yourself from radiation? Don't take an iodine pill. Just don't swallow bullshit. I'll be next month, and I expect you to do your homework. Pay attention to what Ed Garvey is saying. Stay together, stay educated, and don't let him lie to you. Thank you very much.
Greg Palast, thank you very much.